സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം. പേജ് 91 verse 126. തത് സാധന നിർമുക്ത സിദ്ധോ ഭവതി യോഗിരാട്. തത് സ്വരൂപം ന ചൈതസ്യ വിഷയോ മനസോ ഗിരാം. ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് സമാധി അഭ്യാസരൂപ നിരുധ്യാസനം. നിരുധ്യാസനം മീൻസ് കോണ്ടെംപ്ലേഷൻ ഓർ വേദാന്തിക് മെഡിറ്റേഷൻ. After doing Shravanam and Mananam, for the sake of assimilation, one has to practice Nididhyasanam. Shravanam, listening to Shastra for a length of time, then Mananam, reflecting upon the same teaching what I have received, until my doubts are clear, I have to do mananam. Having done that shravanam and mananam reasonably, then one has to internalize the teaching. Then alone jnana phalam comes. To internalize that, the third sadhana in jnana yoga is nididhyasanam. So that nididhyasanam is different from meditation, guided meditation, the four steps what we practice. Chitta shanti dhyanam, chitta ekagrata dhyanam, chitta vishalata dhyanam, chitta samskara dhyanam, all these come under dhyanam or meditation. Preliminary stage. You can practice this before even Shravanam. Before Shastra Shravanam, you can practice all these four. But the fifth one, Vedantic meditation, that is called Nididhyasanam. This Nididhyasanam is of two types, I said in the last class. Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam, ബ്രഹ്മാഭ്യാസരൂപ നിധിധ്യാസനം. ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് സമാധി അഭ്യാസരൂപ നിധിധ്യാസനം, വൺ ക്യാൻ സിറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ഡ്വെൽ അപ്പോൺ ദ ടീച്ചിങ്, റീലിവിംഗ് ഇൻ ദ ടീച്ചിങ് ഇൻ എ പർട്ടിക്കുലർ ടൈം അറ്റ് എ പർട്ടിക്കുലർ പ്ലേസ്. വൺ ഹാസ് ടു റിക്കലക്ട് ദാറ്റ് മഹാവാക്യ, ദ എൻറ്റയർ പ്രക്രിയാസ്, the teaching methodology, to own up the real nature, to claim I am Brahman. Desha, kala, asana, sthiti, indriya sthiti, manasthiti, particular steps we have to follow, that is samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam. Another type of nididhyasanam is brahma abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam. Sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna talked about Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasana. Dhyana Yoga of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna brought out this Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasana. But in fifth chapter, it is Brahma Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasana. Pashyan Shrunvan Sprushan Jigran. Brahma Abhyasa means living a alert life. That means not losing sight of my own nature at all times, under all situations. That is called alert living. Another name for Brahmabhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. Sattvavittu Mahabhavo Gunakarma Vibhagayoho Guna Guneshu Vartamte Iti Matva Na Sajjate. Therefore, alert living in keeping with Shastric teaching, that is a type of Nididhyasanam. But this Brahmabhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam is not possible for everyone. It is tough also for advanced Uttamadhikaris. Alone it is possible, not for all. So for all people, that means those who have done lot of Shravanam, Shastra prescribe Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. That is what Shankaracharya presenting now in 15 steps. We have completed those steps. The last step was Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam. 15 steps he has completed. All those steps we have already seen. Final stage is what he has mentioned in 126. Tataha. After doing this Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam, those who are practicing, for them only relevant all these points. For all others, it is only a just information. I do not know how many of you are practicing. For those who are practicing, these are all relevant very much. That person, after completing the Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasanam, we have to imagine that person has got that nishtha. Nishtha means abiding in his own nature. So that tataha sadhana nirmuktaha. There is no necessity of any sadhana for him. Sadhana, any type of sadhana. He has already crossed karma yoga, he has already crossed upasana yoga, he has already crossed jnana yoga, sufficiently did nididhyasanam for a length of time, giving lot of priority to shastra and sadhana, so much time, siddho bhavati. He becomes siddhaha. Siddhaha means recognized person. I am ever siddhaha, atma swarupam. Another name for atma, siddha swarupam. Already I am atma only. He has recognized that. I have not newly acquired anything. I have not acquired Brahma Swarupam. Newly I have not attained Brahma Swarupam. But I have recognized I am Brahman. Not only that, I was Brahman. I am Brahman. I ever will be Brahman. I cannot be other than Brahman. Siddhaha Bhavati. Then he is known as Yogirat. Successfully completed Jnana Yoga. Therefore, Yogirat, king of Jnana Yoga. Successfully. Then only you are Rat. Rat means Raja. King and Artha. Tat Swarupam, such a Jnani's nature. Tat Swarupam, the nature of such a Jnani, etasya Tat Swarupam, of this Jnani, that Swarupam, the nature, Brahman nature, na Vishayaha Bhavati. It is not an object of experience. Manasaha Giram. These three words we can interpret in two ways. Manasaha means of the mind. Gira means of the words. First interpretation, etasya tat swarupam. Jnani mind, manasaha, jnani mind is not available. Na vishayaha bhavati. Jnani's mind is not available for words. For words, The mind cannot comprehend the Jnani's mind. Ajnani's mind cannot comprehend the Jnani's mind. Jnani's mind is different from Ajnani's mind, isn't it? Therefore, Jnani's mind cannot be known by the Ajnani's mind. Ajnani's mind cannot know, or mind cannot know that. No, Ajnani's mind is not available for words. And mind of Ajnani, first interpretation is this: Jnani's mind is not available for words. Giram Vishayaha Nabhavati, it is not available for words. You cannot describe about his mind, not available for words, and not available for Ajnani's mind. Ajnani's mind cannot think of Jnani's mind. So Ajnani's mind is not, cannot think of Jnani's mind. This is the first interpretation. The second traditional interpretation is, that is Upanishadic interpretation. Jnani is Brahman, so that Brahman cannot be described by words. That Brahman cannot be described by words. Which words have to come from the mind only? Words to come, first mind has to think. Still mind cannot think about that Brahman. Brahman is non-separate from Jnani. Jnani is Brahman. That Brahman cannot be described through words. Which words come from the mind? So, manasa, manasaha, niram, vishayaha na bhavati. So, Jnani is called Brahman. Brahman cannot be described through words. And through the mind, it cannot be comprehended. That is the meaning of this shloka. Now we will enter the next shloka. Now, from 127 shloka, he is giving the obstacles in meditation. Meditation means contemplation. 127 and 128, these two shlokas, Shankaracharya talking about pratibandhas or vighnani or obstacles, the possible obstacles in meditation, while doing meditation. We will read that shlokam. Samadhau kriyamane tu. Vijnanyayanti vaibalat. Nyayanti vaibalat. Anusandhana rahityam. Alasyam bhogalalasam. Totally 8 obstacles Acharya is pointing out. Obstacles, some of them are visible, some of them are invisible. Drishta pratibandham, adrishta pratibandham. Adrishta means invisible. Drishta means visible. Samadhau kriyamanetu. Here samadhi means nididhyasanam. While practicing this 15 steps, 15 stages of contemplation, while doing that, kriyamani tu vijnani ayanti. Vijnanyayanti is there. You have to split vijnani, obstacles, bahuvachanam. Vijnani, many obstacles, ayanti, they will come. Ayanti, how they will come? Balat, by force. Forcefully they will come. You cannot stop, like our floods. Forcefully they come without any information. Suddenly they come. பலாத் ஆயாந்தி. வாட் ஆர் தி? நவ் ஹி என்யூமரேட் ஒன் பை ஒன். நம்பர் ஒன், அனுசந்தான ராஹித்யம். அனுசந்தானம் மீன்ஸ் திங்கிங் த மைண்ட். ராஹித்யம் மீன்ஸ் லேக் ஆஃப் திங்கிங். த லேக் ஆஃப் திங்கிங் அபவுட் த பிரம்மஸ்வரூபம் அனுசந்தானம் இஸ் நாட் தேர். மைண்ட் டஸ் நாட் என்டர் the teaching at all. Anusandhana means what? Recollecting the teaching. Not only Saturday, Saturday, aparokshanubhuti book I have to set and bring. What is the sloka going on? Searching? No. Whatever sloka I have received, heard about Atma Swarupam, in any text for that matter, I remember all the time. That is called anusandhanam. Now this person is sitting, imagine, samadhi abhyasa sake, one person sitting, tivra mumukshu, finished shravanam and mananam, now sitting for meditation, contemplation. After sitting, nothing is coming in the mind. The teaching is not at all coming in the mind. What comes in other than that, everything comes. All anatma matters, all will come. Father, mother, their dialogues, all will come. Prajnanam brahma, ayamatma brahma. Nothing is working here. Anusandhana rahityam. But I have planned to sit and do meditation, contemplation. But I have failed. Not able to recollect. Especially when we sit for meditation only all other thoughts will come. When we are reading something, when we are doing some work, you don't hear any noise outside. Lot of noise is going on, but we don't hear. But when you sit quietly, when you go to sleep, when you're trying to go to sleep, up there the noise is more, you feel that. Even the clock, tick, the sound, but it is always tick tick 24 hours. Why sometime only it we can hear? That also disturbs. Sometimes sleep, people won't get sleep because of the tick tick. And the tick tick tick, it is how much sound it is. But daytime we don't hear. Like that, when you sit in meditation, all problems like this side, that side, water has come, no, Chennai. Like that it comes, just pouring. That is called obstacle number one, anusandhana rahityam. Not able to remember the teaching. That mind is not able to recollect the teaching. Bhagatyaga lakshana, anatma, RM1, RM2, RM3, RC1, RC2, RC, OC, nothing is coming in. This is one type of obstacle. Then second obstacle is bhogalalasam. Bhogalalasam means anatma ichha. Lalasa means enjoying, reveling, relishing. Lalasa means addicted to. Mind is remembering the previous entertainments. Whatever it has enjoyed previously, that bhoga lalasa, remembering those food items, remembering those movies, how nicely he has enjoyed or she has enjoyed by purchasing one car or a house, how much enjoyment, entertainment I have received, that joy, this mind want to recollect again and again. That is nice, that is nice. It's called bhoga lalasa. What for you are sitting here? This bhoga, everything is anatma. Any anubhava, any ananda is only anatma. It is pratibimba ananda. You have sit here to claim bimba ananda, but you are enjoying again that pratibimba ananda. You are recollecting, memorizing. Instead of memorizing Mahavakya, this person memorizing what? Ananda, bhoga ananda. That is called bhoga lalasam. Balat, and balat you have to supply for everything. Vignam, the vignam also you have to supply. Bhoga lalasa is the second obstacle, vignam. Then third obstacle is alasyam. Alasya means laziness, disinterestedness, no. Alasyam. First sitting straight, slowly it goes like this. No. This is called alasyam. Laziness. No? Interested. Eno dano. No? While sitting, preparation, everything is fine. All preparations are fine. And the plan also fine. But while exact practice come, at that time, tired, I am so tired of alasyam, dullness, laziness. This is the third obstacle, alasyam. That interest comes down after doing nididhyasana for a few days, 4 days, then enough. What am I doing? Huh? What am I getting? What am I doing? Laya. Fourth obstacle, laya. Sleeping. This person is sitting for contemplation and sleeping. This is called fourth obstacle. All of them come at a stretch also. Any one of them also come. Two may come, three may come. Any obstacle. While sitting. Okay. Sleep. Sleepy or sleeping, both will come. And feeling bad also. I am sleeping in what? Meditation. That is called layaha. Sleepiness. Sleepiness, when you sit quietly only, you get sleep. Like students, when they are doing everything, they don't get sleep. When they take their books, class books, especially class books only, not novel or any other book. Newspaper you read from the beginning, last end work padipam. No sleep comes. But when you take books only it comes. Like that, for this sadhaka also, nididhyasuhu, while sitting for samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasana, sleep comes. No? Nalla thungra. Good sleep also. Sometimes, people sit in meditation, some people snore also. Snoring, disturbing other person's meditation. That's why group meditation and all, there are problems. Therefore, I won't take much time. If I give here much time for contemplation, you may doze off. Therefore, I don't give that chance for you in the class. Layaha. This is the fourth obstacle while doing contemplation. It's not a joke to do contemplation. Samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasana, sitting for a length of time, minimum 20 minutes, maximum 20 minutes, minimum 10 minutes. I do not know how many of you practiced or practicing. I do not know. How to practice? Very eerie. Not compulsory, but it is good. It is prescribed by Shastra. Layaha. What prescribed by Shastra? Not layaha. Nididhyasana. Laya is one of the obstacles why people stop meditation, because of this reason. It is hard to do again and again. By abhyasa, it will go off. Why laya comes, and I will tell you later. No. Then, fifth one is tamaha. Anusandhana rahityam alasyam bhogalalasam over. Next sloka we will read. We will read. Okay. Layastamascha vikshepaha. Tamascha vikshepaha. Rasasvadascha shunyatam. Evam yad vigna bhahulyam. Syajyam brahma vidashanaihim. Syajyam brahma vidashanaihim. So layaha, in this sloka laya is given, that is the fourth obstacle. Then fifth one, tamaha. Layaha, tamaha, both are synonyms, almost same. Tamaha means dullness. Tamaha means dullness. Tamoguna, predominant when you are doing contemplation. So every person is having three gunas. Rajoguna, sattvaguna, rajoguna, tamoguna. Even Trimurtis are embodiment of gunas only. Vishnumurti, sattvaguna. Brahmaji, rajoguna. Shiva, tamoguna. Don't think Shiva is predominantly tamasic. Vishnu activate sattvaguna for the sake of sustenance of the creation. Brahmaji activate his rajoguna for the sake of creation of this universe. Lord Shiva invoke tamoguna for the sake of dissolution, to deluge. No? We saw small pralayam in Tamil Nadu, especially Chennai. Whose job is that? Lord Shiva. So tamoguna, rajoguna, sattvaguna are bound to be there in everyone. But while doing meditation, tamoguna should not be predominant. Dullness should not be predominant. It has to be very, 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 very minute level. Totally you cannot be free from tamoguna. If you are totally free, what is the problem, you know? You can't sleep. If tamoguna is not there at all, you cannot sleep. If you don't sleep, there is a problem. Therefore, tamoguna is required, but not at the time of meditation. So when you have to sleep, you have to sleep, but not in that meditation. The tamaha means dullness. Then vikshepaha, vikshepaha means distraction. Distraction, when you sit, only lot of distractions comes. Calling bell, somebody ring the bell, phone bell, so many other things comes, no? Some vikshepa. Nobody is there also, our mind is already distracted. We sit alone, but we carry many of them in the mind. You are only sitting, but so many are in the mind. They are all sitting and moving now. This is called distraction, vacillation. Mind goes here and there. That's the nature of the mind. Again you have to bring back. Again it goes, you have to bring back. How long? Until it stay for a length of time, you have to bring back. Some people, not many people, are tired of why it is going all the time. Why I have to bring? Yatra yatra mano yati, tatra tatra samadhi, they are not able to do. That's why they have to bring the mind back again and again. How? Shanaihi, slowly. You should not pull fast. Slowly bring back. I am doing meditation. Why you are going out? Oh manasa, I told you, Tyagaraja addressing his mind. You have to address your own mind. Don't go outside. I am doing nididhyasanam. Be here at least 20 minutes for my sake, for my guru's sake. Be here. Why you are going out? How to address your mind? So that vikshepa has to be avoided. Without our knowledge, after 10 minutes only you come to know. After 10 minutes, it has already moving here and there, going lot of travel, interaction, talking, so many things and all. After 10 minutes, ayyo, I am doing meditation. Huh? What I did? Over. By that time, 10 minutes gone. Vikshepaha, distraction. That is why when you are a Vedantic student, you are a Tivra Mumukshu Sadhaka, reduce too much interactions with the people, talking, lot of things with TV, phone calls, and with the people you are having interaction, lot of talking, you know, job if you do, automatically mind think about that only. You cannot bring it back. Difficult. If you go on seeing a serial, adhe varum manasukulla. That only comes. How that scene, you know, everything comes. The music comes, always song will come, something will come. Whatever is preoccupied, mind is in the day-to-day time, that only comes in the mind when you are doing meditation. No other way. That's why reduce them drastically. No other entertainment. What entertainment you require? Once in a while, Swami. There is no entertainment required for a real, real mumukshu. Akritrimanandam, natural ananda, when it is there, why this person goes for a TV serial or cricket or something else for ananda, for entertainment? That will not a happiness at all. It is not an entertainment at all. That person never love to see also. It's too much, no? I am talking. Okay. Swamini, enough, no? Okay. Vikshepaha. If you want to see, you see. See, when you are totally established, you are a parabhaktaha, sita prajnaha, doesn't matter. But when you are in trouble, you are not able to invoke your higher nature, you are losing your temper, you are losing everything, and you are forgetting your nature, then why you are going for all those things? Do sadhana. Balance, samatvam should come. Therefore, vikshepaha, another problem. Then, seventh one, rasaswadaha. Rasaswadaha means, aswadaha means enjoy. When you eat a food item which you like, you make a sound like that, no? Aswadam. And the madri, some of you have not heard sound, no? Okay, and the madri sound ella pannu, adella aswadam. Rasa aswadam. Inga rasam anna milaga rasam, anna rasam kadiyadu. This rasa is enjoying the meditation, the quietude, the calmness, reveling that meditation, calmness, quietude. Never, that is also anatma ananda only. That is also pratibimba ananda. The ananda born out of quietude while doing meditation, the ananda born out of calm and sereneness when you are doing meditation, never try to addict to that. Because of that addiction, you don't like to come out of meditation. Because if you come, everything is so much sound, so much noise, everybody is disturbing. Therefore, you don't like anybody. And on the other hand, you get irritation on others because of this rasaswada. That is also a pratibimba ananda, another type of anatma ananda. Therefore, rasaswada is another obstacle. In Mandukya, Gaudapadacharya says, Lai sambodhayet chittam vikshiptam shamayet punaha sakashayam vijaniya samapraptam nachalayet. Even 6th chapter also Bhagavan Krishna said, therefore you have to do meditation but never addicted to that ananda which is pratibimba ananda. What is your aim of this contemplation? I am sitting in contemplation to claim my bimba ananda, not to get addiction to pratibimba ananda. Addiction to pratibimba ananda, ananda born out of contemplation, because you are alone, nobody is there, you have closed the doors, you are sitting quietly, everything is fine, and you are enjoying that rasaswada is a pratibimba ananda. Don't stop your contemplation with this rasaswada. It is an obstacle. Work for bimbananda. claim your original nature, not this anubhavananda. This is also one type of anubhava, but people get addicted to that. Therefore be careful. This is the seventh obstacle, rasaswadaha. Then eighth and last one is shunyata. In contemplation, when we are doing, sometimes the mind is just stultified, no? Stunned. It is not having any thought at all. Stabdi bhava. Stabdi bhava is called here shunyata. Stabdi bhava is called shunyata. Blankness. Blankness. Not knowing. See, the thoughts arrival and thoughts departure, both are illumined by me, the Atma. Instead of remaining myself as the illuminator of thoughts and absence of thoughts, presence of thoughts, either I am carried by thoughts or I am without thoughts. No thoughts. You are Atma. You are sakshi of the absence of thoughts, but never become stunned or stultified with the shunyam, shunyata, blankness. Ennamo blank a irukku. Some people say, ennamo blank a irukku. The blankness is also a type of stabdi bhava, is also a type of modification in the mind, which is born out of some depression, oppression, suppression, aversion. Sometimes this aversion is there, too much aversion. We'll get stunned when the student goes to the exam hall and read the question paper. Swami gives this example. Read the question paper, first question itself, new question. No, he doesn't know the answer. Enna? Stabdi bhavaha. Shunyata. What to do? First question, it's second question, adhi mele. Onnu theriyala. Over, out. By that time, half an hour over. What to do and all. Sometimes happens like that. Stabdi bhava. When water came inside the house, stabdi bhava. Shunyata. What to do? No, we do not know. It happens. Like that, it happens outside, it is okay. Not at the time of contemplation. Shunyata happens many times when listening to the class also. Blank look. Blank look. Up. Mind is somewhere. I am here, but I don't hear. That is a blank look. That is okay, but not at the time of contemplation. Shunyata happens many times. And this person thinking, I am doing meditation, meditation. All these are coming one by one, all obstacles. Person not aware of any obstacles. Few minutes sleep, few minutes dullness, few minutes vikshepa, few minutes rasaswada, few minutes shunyata. Over by that time contemplation. When can he attain that, claim that Atma Swarupam? Impossible. But like this, years together, sadhana, going on and on and on. Be alert. What he says, shunyata evam yat vignam bahulyam. Bahulyam, not one or two. So many obstacles. Laya comes because, sleep comes because of three reasons. Bahu ashanam, overeating. Why sleep comes at the time of contemplation? Eating too much and going to sleep. Dose off. Don't eat too much. Eat minimum, little. Another cause for laya is ati ashanam, overeating. Nidra sesham, not sleeping sufficiently. At the time of sleeping hours, you are not sleeping properly. And what body says, mind says, there is some sesha, you know, reminder. I have to sleep sometimes. therefore you sit for meditation, I sleep often. This person sits in meditation and the remaining sleep comes there. That's called nidrasesha. Nidrasesham bahu ashanam. These are the two obstacles for sleep. Why sleep comes in? Because of that. Parihara is what? Reduce food, sleep properly when you are sleeping. Okay, don't reduce your sleep in the, for the sake of meditation. Contemplation, Swamini said, therefore let me wake up at 4 o'clock. No habit of waking up 4 o'clock, daily 7 o'clock only waking up. For the sake of meditation, 4 o'clock you wake up, other 2 hours what? You sleep often. One more reason for laya is atishrama. Too much working. Working, workaholic. Lot of tiredness. In the 11 to 12 class I see many people. The housewives especially, they do lot of work at home. Everything, and eat nice breakfast and come to 11 to 12 class. I see some students, not all, some students, because of too much of work, they sleep. I always inform them, when the class is there 11 to 12, don't do too much work that day. Reduce your work. Don't eat too much breakfast also. Therefore, bahu ashanam, atishrama, nidrasesham, these are the cause for laya, sleep in the meditation. Therefore, reduce. Vikshepa is also because of lot of interactions with the world, lot of attachment. Why you are getting vikshepa? Because you have attachment, raga, towards people, towards things, because of lot of involvement in other things. You are spending time, therefore mind gets distracted. These are all problems. Kashayam, no? This is called kashayam. Kashayam means what? Not our kashayam. Vikshepa, it comes, it's you have to reduce your interactions, which are the cause for vikshepa. Sakashayam vijaniyat. Rasaswada also when it comes, never get addicted to that. Sakashayam vijaniyat. Samapraptam na chalayat. Never allow the mind to go again outside. Laye sambodhayet. Chittam laya comes sambodhayet. Laye sambodhayet chittam. Vikshittam, if it is distracted, shamayet punaha. May you calm down that. Vikshittam shamayet punaha. Sakashayam vijaniyat. So these are all called kashayam. Samapraptam na chalayat. Samapraptam, may you come to balance. Na vichalayat. Once it has come to balanced position, quietude, abiding in the nature, don't allow it to go out. Na vichalayat. How? Shanaihi. By whom? Brahmavida. By that person who has done sufficient sravanam and mananam. Brahmavida means by that Brahmavit. Brahmavit means not a jnani, not attained jnana nishtha yet. He who has done sufficient sravanam, who has done sufficient mananam, that person, Brahmavida, by that person, shanaihi tyajyam, all these 8 obstacles to be tyajyam, to be given up. Slowly, shanaihi, slowly, not meditation. These obstacles have to be given up slowly. But people do what? They give up contemplation. Swamini, pannina dhane give up. Ani solrela. If we do only, there is a question of giving up. When we are not doing, there is no problem of giving up. This sloka is not relevant. This sloka is relevant for those people who are practicing. With this, obstacles சுவாமினி ஹவு டு யூ நோ வி ஆர் நாட் டூயிங் மெடிடேஷன் கேக்குறேன். ஐ டு நாட் நோ, ஜஸ்ட் ஐ எம் கெஸ். யூ ஆர் ஆல் டூயிங், ஐ நோ தட். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகம் 129. நவ் ஹி இஸ் என்டரிங் எ நியூ டாபிக் ஃப்ரம் 129 to 134. பிரம்மாகார விருத்தி அண்ட் இட்ஸ் க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன். விருத்தி ஆஃப் டூ டைப் த்ரீ டைப்ஸ் ஹி கிவ்ஸ் இன் திஸ் ஸ்லோகா அண்ட் ஹி க்ளோரிஃபைஸ் லேட்டர் தட் பிரம்மாகார விருத்தி. இன் திஸ் ஸ்லோகா த்ரீ டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் விருத்திஸ் ஹி கிவ்ஸ். பாவ விருத்யா ஹி பாவத்வம் சூன்ய விருத்யா ஹி சூன்யதா ப்ரஹ்ம விருத்யா ஹி பூர்ணத்வம் ததா பூர்ணத்வம் அப்யசேத். விருத்தி மீன்ஸ் தாட். பாவ விருத்தி நம்பர் ஒன், சூன்ய விருத்தி நம்பர் டூ, பிரம்ம விருத்தி நம்பர் த்ரீ. நவ் பாவ விருத்தியா இந்த ஸ்லோகம் விருத்தியா தெர் இஸ் எக்ஸ்ட்ரா தகாரா விருத்தியா இட் இஸ் நாட் ரிக்வயர்டு இட் இஸ் நாட் பிரிண்டட் ப்ராப்பர்லி விருத்தியா அநாத்ம அபிமான. பாவா மீன்ஸ் அநாத்ம வஸ்து. ஹியர் பாவா மீன்ஸ் எ பதார்த்த, எனி பதார்த்த அதர் தன் பிரம்மன். அநாத்ம சரீரம், மனசு, ஆல் அதர் எக்ஸ்டர்னல் வேர்ல்ட்லி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், எனி பாவ. ரசகுல்லா பாவ, பாவா மீன்ஸ் தாட் விருத்தி. பாவ ரசகுல்லா பாவ விருத்தி, ரசகுல்லா விருத்தி. ரசகுல்லா இது பாவ பதார்த்த. ஆர் புஷ்பம், அரே ஹவுஸ், அரே கார், கார் விருத்தி, ஹவுஸ் விருத்தி, டாட்டர் விருத்தி, சன் விருத்தி, சம் விருத்தி ஆர் அதர், சம் தாட் ஆர் அதர், ஃபேமிலி மெம்பர்ஸ் ஆர் ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ரிலேட்டிவ்ஸ் ஆர் சம் விருத்தி கம்ஸ், தட் இஸ் கால்டு பாவ விருத்தி. பாவ விருத்தியா தேர் ஆல் கம் அண்டர் அனாத்மா. ஸோ அனாத்ம விருத்தியா வாட் யூ கெட்? ஒன்லி யூ ஆர் டுவெல்லிங் இன் அனாத்மா அபிமான. ஸோ யூ கோ ஆன் டுவெல்லிங் அப் ஆன் மைண்ட் ஆல்வேஸ் திங்க்ஸ் வாட் இட் லவ்ஸ். This is the psychology. What it loves, mind go on and on towards behind that only. If you love a car, you always think about car. If you love your house, you always think about your house. Not your house, another palace suppose. Beautiful house, beautiful farmhouse, beautiful garden. Suppose you love beautiful garden, your mind always think about beautiful garden. Suppose you love Marakatham serial, you love Marakatham serial, Marakatham, Marakatham. That only comes. முடிஞ்சதா இல்லையா தெரியல, ஏதோ வந்து இருக்கு, ஏதோ ஒரு சீரியல், தட் ஓன்லி கம்ஸ். ஆர் சம் குக்கிங் தே ஷோ இன் த டிவி. இந்த மாமிஸ் ஆர் ஆல் சிட்டிங் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் டிவி அண்ட் லேர்னிங் நியூ ஃபுட் ஐட்டம்ஸ். அதுக்கு தான் பண்ணது டேஸ்ட் கூட போயிட்டு இருக்கு. After seeing all those programs, traditional cooking has gone. And the bread toast, this toast, that toast and all. It's not traditional cooking. The more you see them, how to do milaha rasam, that's the graph. What is it? It's all bhava vrithya, bhavatvam. That's the one who is human. Whatever you think, that only comes. பாவ விருத்தியா ஹி பாவத்வம் தட் ஓன்லி கம்ஸ் இன் யுவர் மைண்ட், தட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஓன்லி கம்ஸ் இன் யுவர் மைண்ட். வை இட் இஸ் கமிங்? யுவர் மைண்ட் இஸ் கோயிங் ஃபார் தட், தட்ஸ் வை இட் இஸ் கமிங். சூன்ய விருத்தியா ஹி சூன்யதா. இஃப் விருத்தி இஸ் சூன்யம், பிளாங்க்னஸ், thought, middle the blankness is there, shunyata. This shunyata comes when person is depressed. Lot of depression is there, lot of aversion is there, mind is not able to withstand that. Some failure in life, some dishonor, some criticism, mind is not able to withstand that. So what mind does? I can't bear this. Go, 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 go. And the mind becomes blank. Wah, nimmadi. Hey, adala thanga mudiyala. All are disturbing me, hammering me. So many problems, financial problem, daughter problem, son problem, family problem, so many problems. The mind is so tired. Then shunyata vritti. That is also a type of vritti. That is also a thought. And this person thinks, nimmadiya irukke. Inge? When mind is blank, tabdi bhava, that is called shunyata, blankness. Absence of thought. Who knows that? I am the sakshi, atma swarupam, I am knowing the blankness of thought and therila. And the blankness alone, or blank. Anandama irupana. Shunya vrittya, shunyata. What you are going to get by shunya vritti? Are you going to achieve anything? Are you going to accomplish anything? You cannot accomplish. By anatma vritti, you cannot get anything. Anatma only always fluctuating. Dukha misritatvam, bandhakatvam, atruptikaratvam, increase, increase, increase. This shunya vritti mulam, you are not going to acquire anything, you are not going to achieve anything. Then what for all these vrittis? Therefore, no. I don't want to have any bhava vritti or shunya vritti. Then what vritti? Best vritti? Brahma vrittyatu purnatvam. Watch your mind. What vritti it is entertaining? Is it going for anatma, person, object, anything? No. Bring back. Is it blank? No. I don't want to keep it blank also. Occupy your mind with Brahma vritti. Brahma means what? Sat, vritti, chit, vritti, like akasha and prakasha. Akashavat, akasha is accommodating everything. I am Brahman accommodating everything. All nama rupas are in me. I am accommodating like akasha. I am illumining like prakasha. Prakasha illumining everything. The light is illumining but not touched by anything. Akasha accommodating everything but not tainted by anything. Like that I am also Sakshi Chaitanyam, Atma Chaitanyam, illumining the presence of Bhava and absence of Bhava, that is Shunyata. I am the illuminator. Why I have to carry away by either Bhava or Shunyata? I am the Sakshi Chaitanyam. I am not either this object or that object. I am not carried away by that vritti. I am not either in blank vritti, but I am the sakshi of presence of thought, absence of thought. That is Brahma vritti. Then I can claim I am Brahman. I am Brahman sat chit. In my presence, all object thoughts are rising and blankness thought also rising. This is what Brahma vrityatu purnatvam. You get purnatvam here. By anatma vritti, bhava vrittya, you cannot get purnatvam. You get a lot of tiredness, you know. You feel tired of thinking of people, thinking of objects. Why? Because there is a lot of competition, there is a lot of limitation, there is a lot of problem in that. In shunyata, nothing is there, you don't get any purnatvam. But whereas in Brahma vritti, you attain aham brahmasmi purnatvam, completeness. Aham purnaha. So, I am infinite ananda swarupam. Tadha purnatvam abhyaset. May you practice this infinitude, your nature. I am infinite Brahman, infinite Brahman. never carry away by son thought, daughter thought, house thought, and any food item thought. No. When you are doing contemplation, develop Brahma Vritti, how glorious it is, that he is telling in the next shloka we will read. So these are the Brahmakara Vritti, Akhandakara Vritti, or Brahmakara Vritti is important, not Bhava Vritti, not Shunya Vritti. Yehi Vrittim Jahatyenam Brahmakhyam Pavanim Param Vrithaiva Te Tu Jeevanti Pashubhischa Samanaraha. Now Shankaracharya is so angry, almost those who are not doing this Brahma Vritti. Brahma Vritti means Purnatvam sake, who are not doing. Whoever enam pavanim param brahmakhyam vrittim jahati, whoever jahati gives up, jahati is plural, jahati jahitaha jahati, ha dhatu lat parasmaipadi pradhama bahuvachanam, enam this pavanim auspicious param the great brahmakhyam the brahman adjective to vritti brahmakhyam vrittim aham brahmasmi aham sachidanandaha asmi aham chidananda rupaha asmi chidananda rupa shivoham shivoham aham asmi this brahmakhya vritti which is pavani which is param jahati, you know, person gives up, drops, not doing brahmakara vritti in spite of studying Vedanta. We are not talking about any other people. In spite of studying so many years, so many classes, not one or two, Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sutra, Prakana Grandha, so many Upanishads, everything. So what? This person who gives up that, te naraha pashubhihi samaha. Those people who are not entertaining this brahmakara vritti, mind has to be occupied with sat-chit existence. That is also a vritti. I am sat-brahman. I am chit-brahman. I am Ananda Brahman. This is also a vritti. Mind has to be occupied with that only. If not, those people, naraha, human beings, and animals cannot do that, no? Only human beings, that's why naraha, pashubhihi samaha, they are equal to animals. Parango. Equal to animals. Pashubhihi samaha, vridha eva jivanti, they are living futile, uselessly, purposelessly they are living without having this brahmakara vritti all the time. They are just wasting their life. Ippiravi tappinal eppiravi vaikumo, not knowing the importance of this human life, not claiming this brahman, always thinking about family, children, grandchildren, positions, everything, money, so many things they are thinking except Brahman. So Brahma with Brahmaiva Bhavati. What you think, so you become. Think about Brahman, 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 you will be Brahman. You will become Brahman, you remain as Brahman. Not becoming Brahman, I remain as Brahman. Why I am not remaining as Brahman? Because we are not thinking. First think about Brahman as Sat Chit Ananda Swarupam. Then you can say, அகம் சத் அகம் சித் அகம் ஆனந்த ஸ்வரூபா. ஈஸி, வெரி வெரி ஈஸி. ஆச்சாரியா, அதர்வைஸ் பசுபி சமாக நராக விருதா ஏவ ஜீவந்தி. டோன்ட் வேஸ்ட் யுவர் டைம். சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ், நான் சொல்லல, விருதா ஏவ ஜீவந்தி. மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.